Good morning.
Oh, I could have a picture of that.
Good morning.
Yeah. All right, are we... Is this thing working?
Okay, we might as well get started. Maybe somebody will come in while we're still doing.
Yep.
And if not, hey, it's a good dry run for next year.
Just run through who's here and what their roles inside the town.
Madam Mayor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's presentation about Cybertown. My name is Cheryl Alloway, and in the city I'm known as Joe Linth. I'm the mayor of the city and pretty much take care of all the administration and lead the council on major decisions that happen in the city. To my left here, my far left, is Jason R.C. Jason is the sponsorship IC for the city. He's also a mayor's secretary and a neighborhood leader. And then next to me is JDB educator. We don't know what he does, really. But for the most part, he runs the CBN, which is our version of weekly and daily news. What else do you do these days?
Well, first of all, it's Cybertown Virtual News.
There you go.
We've taught CNN everything they know. Now, beyond that, what do I do? I don't know. Jason, do I do anything?
I've been wondering that for quite some time.
Be careful, because if they find out, you're not going to have a job.
Well, they wouldn't even give me credentials in the press room.
And
so I don't
this is
that.
JDB educator. my right here is Wovencroft. I've known Wovencroft for quite some time. He started out as an NL in our colony called Inner Realms. He's now a colony deputy in Sci-Fi. He can explain what he does as we move on. And at the very end, the real sleepy one down there is Mickey W. Mickey W. has also been around the city quite a bit. He is now a CERB, which is a member of the Citizens Equity Review Board. And they handle complaints of various natures, especially with regards to security. Let's see. The member we're missing today is Hawk. Hawk was our founder, and he was unable to make it because he lives in Miami. So you get all of us. Do I have to say anything else?
No, hey, happened. I think you're safe.
Why are we beat?
You
safe.
Did a pretty good job.
I'm safe, they say. So I get to turn it over to
probably me.
Jason.
A lot of you have sat there wondering what on earth is Cybertown. Right, well, essentially, we're an online community that is set 100 years in the future. We've been online since about 1995 now, and we've got just over 1 million registered users. You may have seen us in the past in TV adverts and magazines, which actually go out worldwide. We're in about 150 countries. It's basically a virtual community. Now, a lot of you may have had some examples of online communities.
Talk louder.
Sorry? Talk louder. I can't talk louder. I'm English. We're supposed to be quiet. There are a lot of different things to do in and around our community, and we've set it up in such a structure that enables people to support each other, look after each other, mentor each other. It's enabled a lot of people to actually meet, interact in real life as well. As you can see, a lot of us have got together quite a few times in the past. It's an amazing breeding ground for learning things. You can learn basic PC skills, HTML skills, JavaScript, 3D modeling. As you can see, there's a newspaper as well, which means you can get experience of editing, writing. There's an artist guild for people who are artistically natured. I'm not one of them. There's a lot you can learn around graphic design, and especially around flash programming and 3D modeling. Now, you'll see a lot of examples of 3D modeling when we do the tour a little bit later. As I say, it's known in about 150 countries worldwide, so there's a diverse population. You get to meet people from all over the world. I'm a prime example here. I've traveled, I'm doing a 7,000-mile round trip to be here today. We've got a lot of people around from Germany, various parts of Europe, and a lot of the states. We've got people here from Canada as well. There's a lot of activities and entertainment that are put on by the residents of the community for other people in the community to enjoy. You can look at it as basically a really large role-playing game. There's even political structures set up. There are jobs. You can earn virtual city cash. There are 3D homes. You can buy your own place. You can settle in. You can buy yourself furniture. There's an entire economy set up in place. You can make your own objects to furnish these homes. You can sell them in the malls, the various stores. What I'd like to do is to hand over so that you can see some of this in action, because I can sit here and talk about it for ages, but you'll never get a picture of it until you see it. So I think Wovencroft over there is going to be doing the driving, and JDB is going to introduce you to the various things we encounter as we wander around. Go on, Wove. I can't see what's on screen over there.
You can see on the screen that we have our introductory page. And that's where most people log on, except for the old veterans who know how to do the redirect and go directly to their home so they can check their inbox and see what more they have to do and what fun and what contacts and what replies have happened. Take me home.
If I hit the right key, I would.
You can go to your home if you want to.
No, I can't. Sorry, folks. Backspace. I'm not used to these fancy keyboards.
Yeah,
mine's a little older than.
Can you get somebody with a license
Log
to drive?
Log in, fail, and I'll let her do it again.
Well, I guess we'll be going in as me today.
Okay, right. Hey, that
All
works.
All right, that works.
All right, we got to see the mayor's
house. Yeah.
I think that's our first stop, is see what her 3D virtual home looks like.
Trying to get back. There you go.
You know, she left your bot there when she, you know, came here. Did your bot do any cleaning?
No, I never clean anything.
Here we go, thank you. She doesn't have a vacuum bot.
That's what I have a staff for.
Ah, now we know. So when we take a look at our house, note if the corners are clean or not. That'll tell you whether the mayor's staff is doing a good job.
As you can see, we're in no chat mode at the moment. You can go into the city without chatting to check your mail or do whatever you need to do and get back out. And that's simple enough to go in and change, which we'll do now to get everybody so we can see this thing working for you. And we have several different kinds of chat capabilities, including Java and Blackson Contact, which is a 3D plugin and allows you to go around in the city and see everything in a 3D virtual reality modeling language mode. Yeah, we should be able to see all the good stuff.
Quite a bit with my login.
Yeah, I'm sure. Don't worry. It'll be good.
Yes, we'll see. We'll be good. That most citizens
we have all
never
the power
seen.
Today, folks. This is not your normal everyday citizen here. This is the main Cybertown Plaza. You can carry on now, John.
Okay. At one time, the Cybertown Plaza was the place to chat. You could check in there, and there could be hundreds of people, especially when there were, you know, things really going on. You'd have, 40 or 50 people normally on a check-in was normal. Since 3D objects became big in Cybertown, you can buy, sell them, furnish your house, do all kinds of things with those. The flea market has become the number one place in the city to go. And just like real life, when you go down to the flea market to bargain for things, you can find objects that, if you knew where to buy them, you could pick them up for a dollar or what we call CC, city currency, or city credits. You could buy for like one CC. Why, in the flea market, they're available for 1,000 CCs, or you can buy them for 1,000,000 CCs. You'll have people who will buy things from one person and sell them to another for huge profits. And it's a lot easier to become a millionaire in Cybertown than it is in the real world.
Where are we at? We're at 3D in the plaza now.
All right. Take them on the tour. There's a plaza tour that really shoots back fairly fast. I don't think it'll be so fast on dial-up.
Yeah. But dial-up does work. It really does work. It just takes. It's not like, obviously, anything else is not like fast when it's anywhere else. Yeah. We're going to, I hope you have an avatar.
It probably won't be on this one. If not, we'll get the blue one.
This is the plaza, and I can take us through a little flyover tour.
Yeah. And
by going to viewpoints.
As you can see, Cybertown is graphic intensive.
Very.
Because you're dealing with a lot of images, and more than that, because they're 3D worlds, they're in 3D. You can move around them, and if you turn the right controls, you can move right through them. It's a lot easier to walk through walls in Cybertown than it is in the real world.
Just like that.
Unfortunately, avatars also have a predilection for getting stuck in walls. And when that happens, you have to change your viewpoint and go to the previous viewpoint. Or sometimes, let's see, I've even had to reboot to get out of
As you can see, the viewpoint tours will take you through, and it takes you really quick. It's much more fun to walk around and actually look at things and interact with people that are in the various 3D chats. You can be in 3D chat and talk to people who are still in 2D chat, and that happens quite a bit. You can fly. You can jump. You can do just about anything. You can do it. Well, I can't fly in real life. Some people can. But
yeah. And when you're in chat mode, one of the fun things is in 3D, you can have voice turned on, and the voice synthesizing software literally reads the chat to you. And so you can be listening to it while you're looking around, talking, you know, even while you're typing, you know, you're hearing it. And that's, you know, a feature I haven't seen in any other chat work.
And actually, the voice chat is better than a lot. If you've ever heard the National Weather Service do their announcements about the weather, it's very awkward. The voice chat in Cybertown is really close to real. Really close to real.
You can pick various different age groups, sex groups to use for your voice to make it real,
right.
More what you're used to and what you're used to hearing.
Right. As you can see on the screen, there's a list of locations in Cybertown. We have quite a few people from Inner Realms Colony here, and those folks who could not make it are awaiting our arrival, so we can show you a few things there. And we'll go directly there in 3D by simply clicking on Inner Realms Colony and saying open.
I think one of the important things, too, to know is we do have 10 colonies within Cybertown. Each colony is themed. Inner Realms is a spiritual colony, and it basically is wrapped around any type of religion that is out there so that people feel a very comfortable place to come and chat about who they are or ask questions about different types of religions that they might have. We also have the sci-fi colony, which pretty much is self-explanatory. Entertainment Colony has actually had a sponsor from Hallmark for a while, and there are, I think Hallmark still, it participates a little bit with us.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of the 10 colonies, and on top of that, all the clubs that people belong to as well. So there's a lot of diversity within the city that you can find. I mean, pretty much any kind of topic that you'd be interested in, there is a location or a spot there where you'll find somebody who will share that interest with you and be able to discuss it with you.
Okay, you can see right now that we're in Inner Realms Forest. And it's one of the most unusual colony level worlds. Because of that, you've got the sounds, you've got, I think they can hear me. You've got the sounds. You've got the picture of the forest. It's a very nice, relaxing place. And besides that, you chat there. A question?
Yeah, isn't it like having jobs and things like that?
Exactly.
Indeed.
Certainly.
We'll get into that more later. You know, each of us have a job within Cybertown. Our mayor are in charge of sponsors. I'm the managing editor of Cybertown Virtual News. And I don't know, Mickey, do you have a job?
He's a
serb.
Yes, I'm a
serb. Oh, that's right.
And as you can
he's
see,
the one we complain to.
There's a lot of folks in there right now. As soon as their textures load up on the screen, since we're on dial-up, you'll be actually, we call those bluebies because this does happen a lot. Folks won't load an avatar or whatever, and you'll come up with a little blue avatar, but you can still see that there are 3D people in there. Mm-hmm. And it just takes a while sometimes for everything to load up on dial-up, but it does work.
Yeah.
What in virtual reality on 3D, especially in Blacks in Contact, once you have this kind of thing downloaded to your hard drive. It stores it in a cache, and it's always there. There's Holodoc. I know I recognize his his avatar rather well. But as things go along, the avatars all show up, and you can actually see a physical body, whether it be an alien or a human or whatever.
And, you know, with those avatars, you can...
Plug in the sound.
Yeah, well, we're okay. Well, I mean, that's just for the demonstration. I can do this.
Yeah, go ahead and plug it in.
It's one of these, isn't it?
One of the fun things about avatars is there's software you can make avatars, you can purchase avatars, you can do a lot. You can have them made for you. There's a number of different kinds of default avatars. There's an avatar library. And with these avatars, they have movements that you can program, different things and features that you can put into them, and ways to use them. And as you see, they come up, and there's a lot of different ones that you can already see up there. Who on the panel has made their own avatar?
Well, there are several programs out there that allow you to do that, and a couple of them are free, and it's really easy to use. There's a lot of things you can do in virtual reality modeling language that's just simple to use once you get the hang of it. There's a lot of folks that will help you do the 3D objects or avatars or whatever you want to do. If it's possible to do it on a computer, there's somebody in CyberCount that can help you learn or help you with issues that you might have.
And that's one of the key features about CyberCount that he just mentioned, which is there are people there who help. You know, frequently you'll come in the city and you'll get a lot of highs and, you know, all that kind of thing. But, you know, you got a question, you got something you want to learn, there are people in the city who will direct you to websites that will help. Some of them will personally help you. They'll direct you to other people who might tutor you in it. There's a lot of fascinating things. When I started with CyberCount, I did not know even what HTML was. And now I am regularly publishing new pages on a daily basis.
And for those of you that are in love with instant messaging, CyberCount does have its own instant message system that allow you to talk to any other citizen that's online.
I can do sound effects that I normally type too, like eek.
And along with that instant messaging system, if you like your privacy, you can turn it off. There are a lot of options within CyberCount for making your personal choices of how you present yourself and how you communicate and contact others.
While I have control of the mayor's name, can I promote myself to like mayor's secretary or something?
No.
Okay.
It was worth a shot.
Darn, I think all of us sitting on the panel had slight dreams of possibilities with that.
Dream on.
Okay. We have a lot of fun, in case you haven't noticed, and if you like having fun, it's a perfect place to do it. I've met everyone on this panel and several out in the audience that came with us many times in real life, and there's nothing like what a nice group of people we are.
We paid him to say that.
Not nearly enough.
Not even close. Would you take us to a private home?
Sure.
Perhaps Jill Lynch.
Oh, do we want? I don't know. If she doesn't have staff or a vacuum bot, maybe we should go to my house. I've got the Maui Beach house.
I'm flexible.
I think we should go to our founder's house.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see if Hawk's home.
Okay, let me tell
you. Of course, there's a big question whether there's any electricity at his home right now. He lives in Florida, and is finding it just a little bit of a wet weekend.
Can I type?
No, you can't type.
Oh, well, I'll leave it that way. Yeah, I want a promotion. That's so I can take typing lessons, right?
Mm-hmm. We can arrange tutorials.
Okay, now see, there's an easier or hard way to do this, but for beginners, normally they would go somewhere over here on a control panel and select citizens list. Don't do that. I can't because the boss says, so we'll do it the easier way. You would normally do that, but you can go over here and type in a URL. If somebody tells me the URL as I go along here, I'll be good to go.
Yeah, hitting my house would work too.
You think so? No, but I don't. She didn't want to go to her house.
Oh, would you two stop?
I'm gonna
do it. This is pretty much my day.
It could get worse.
While I'm in the city, is I deal with a lot of people who just do this all the time.
We'll go to her house first. This is the mayor's house, which you're only going to see. This is the 2D chat version, in case we missed touching on that earlier. And as you can see, there she is.
Notice the wave. She copied it from the queen.
And if you notice the storage area, this is where you can store the different 3D objects that you can buy. That was a relatively new feature of Cybertown within the just most recent past. Because a lot of times, the houses are designed to hold 32 objects. And a lot of times, people had anywhere from 100 to 200 to 300. And when you load it up in 3D, trust me, it will lag you down so bad you won't believe it. So this idea was arrived at and implemented, and it works out really well.
Okay. Let me pick up on the question that was asked earlier.
Okay.
You know, thousands of people in town have jobs, and they gain experience points, which give them increased status, access, and that's why we like the mayor. She's got a lot of access.
Power
and privileges in the city. Now, of course, she was talking about this bickering.
Yes.
Woven and I don't bicker. Well, the political battles that often ensue on hundreds of messages boards throughout the town are just as volatile as they would be in real world big city. In fact, sometimes they get so wild they get told, you're not doing this one anymore.
Bad people.
Yeah.
But not very often.
No.
I mean, you have to remember, Cybertown is a family chat site. It is not an adult chat site.
Exactly.
This is a chat site where your children should be safe to come in, talk to other people, not have to worry about being attacked verbally or somebody trying to find out more information about them than they're willing to give out. This is a PG site. And we work very, very hard to keep it a PG site because children should have a place that they can go where they are not accosted by some of the people who are out there. And we have a full security force whose main job is to make sure that anybody who comes into the city feels safe at all times.
And follows the rules.
Exactly.
You know, and if you have questions or whatever, there are sources for answering that.
It is.
You know, so go and look at some of that.
Thank you.
Where are we at now, then?
There's the mayor's secretary, the real one. Isn't his name like Akira or something like that?
Akira is one of my secretaries, yes.
That's Akira?
He takes care of everything, yes.
This is obviously a 3D object that was created, and as you can see, it looks just like a secretary sitting in her home. Papers on the desk. He's doing something. I'm not sure. Oh, he's writing. Okay. I was worried for just a minute.
He's probably setting up some charges against you.
That could be. I could be up before the board, I'm sure. And there are assorted different little things that you can do in your home. Obviously, room settings, furniture. There are lighting. If you can imagine it or see it in real life. Wait a minute. I'm looking at real life. That's right. This is not real, is it? Is this real? Okay. If you can imagine it, you can make it, or it's been made.
And that's one of the fun things about 3D virtual worlds.
And just to make things outlandish, whereas Jolinth has a house that looks reasonably like a reality-based Greco-Roman home, my house is a giant tree house actually built out of a big oak tree. You can have any type of world you wish.
Well, cool. Here's an interesting little, just to show you the capability of virtual reality modeling language, the flowers will grow if you click on them. So like I said, if you can imagine it, it can be done.
Let's take a look at the economy. Oh, no, first thing, you know, you're coming into the city. How do you find some of these sources? How about the Newcomers Club?
Okay, that'd be a good place to start.
And that'll give you a chance, you know, if you're coming into Cybertown for the first time, you know, you're going to pop into the plaza for your that's just all like almost automatic. On the right hand side of the board up there, you can see that there is a control panel, and a jump gate. You want to show them the jump gate?
Jump gate's right here. I had it up a minute ago when he started talking.
Yeah,
give
see,
it a minute.
There's a jump gate.
It's listed clearly with all the colonies, as you can see, by name. And each one has a different mode or a different method or a different reason for being. And there are, everything in town is accessible from the jump gate. You have the plaza, you have all the different districts. And if we scroll down here, somewhere is the Newcomers Club.
Yeah, up toward the top.
Yeah, well, I figures I'd...
Just a second, we'll get to your question.
Please stand by while we experience technical delay. Okay. There it is, right there, Newcomers Club.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can have a 30-day free trial, so you can test it out, you know, test run it, download the Blacksim software that you'll need to be able to see 3D. You've got to have a 3D world client to be able to view these worlds and to be able
it's
to
it's a very small client, though, that puts a footprint on your machine. It's not a huge installation. It only takes you about 3 to 5 minutes to install it, so it doesn't really take up a lot of space on your machine to get it up and running.
No, it's just a couple of megs, I think, isn't it?
I don't think it's under a meg. It's very small. It's very effective. It rarely has problems. We have a tech support bulletin board that if you have problems, you can actually go to and get information on to get assistance. So that's an interesting aspect of that. We always have help if you need it. And as you can see, there are a lot of places that you can get information here in the Newcomers Club, and you can get anything you need. There's always somebody here. Yeah. Mine is a bot. She's everywhere. She will talk to you if there's nobody else there.
If you ask the right question.
Well, yeah. And it,
okay.
Would you
hit the quick start guide?
Well, I want to say hi to Mina.
Oh,
just
okay.
To show her that
yeah.
They talk.
Mina
see,
is
maybe sure talk.
Cybertown robot.
You don't spell her name correctly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can't type. See, she does not look. If you don't get it right, I can't even spell hi right. It's okay. I'm not a programmer. As you can see, Mina will talk to you. Any bot will respond if programmed to set in, and they're easy to set up and do that, but mine is programmed throughout the city. Now, what did you want, sir? I'm sorry, I distracted you from your...
Okay, in the Newcomer's Guide, the Quick Start Guide is something... Is that in Newcomer's, or is that on the...
Well, there's a FAC help.
Oh, the Quick Start Guide's in the plaza.
Yeah, that's in the main plaza. We can call a city guide if you're lost or you need help and you don't know what to do. There's a button to call a city guide. There are buttons to call security if someone's harassing you or bothering you and you need help that way. There's a lot of different things that as you go through, you'll find out. There is a quick help button up there. By golly, I see it. It's
hey,
the one in the big red letters.
No wonder you didn't see it.
That's right. Obviously, I've been here so long, I don't use this feature. There you go.
All right.
You have control.
I have control.
There is
total control.
No.
It's my. Oh, okay.
No,
limited control.
Limited control.
Okay. What's it say there?
Quick links, honored title results, 30-day free trial, apply for elder. Which we have different levels of how long you've been in town. You can receive honored title awards, elder, templar, wizard. And there's
Knight
about five or six
the
other
current one, I think.
There's about five or six others as you accumulate experience points and time in the city. You can apply for there's troubleshooting, there's avatars, homes, jobs, city cash. We have our own economy,
and our own bank,
and our own bank,
and stock market,
and stock market. That's correct. And you earn city cash by having jobs. You can earn city cash by buying and selling objects, buying and selling stocks, the whole thing. It really does approach the real world.
And you even earn credits just by clicking in on a daily basis. Every time you click, well, not every time, once a day, isn't it?
Right.
Once
a day,
day
you get paid.
You automatically get a certain level of pay. And, you know, for those who don't want to work for someone else, you start a club. And then you're a club owner and you get a higher level of pay
right.
than someone who has no job whatsoever. And you're your own boss. And you can recruit people to a club that celebrates what you want to celebrate. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna think about that one.
The Daily News.
The Daily News.
Up there on the top right hand, you'll see an icon. It looks like, gee, TV news. How about that?
Imagine that. Shall we make it bigger?
Yeah, make it bigger. Full screen, definitely. This is Cybertown Virtual News, Daily News. I've been in Cybertown since 1998, and it wasn't until this year that I became in charge, really, of the Daily News. And so now I work with a few staff members, and we gather up the news from around Cybertown. We con certain writers into submitting stuff and bribe others to go do investigative reports.
And create flash.
And, you know, create flash. And then we sit back and say, thank heavens for our friends who come through and give us something we can tell the city and provide news. If you scroll down, you'll see an article. This is our weekend edition, which was put out before we came down, before we flew down to Cybertown. What's it say on that for the headline?
That was Dragon Terror. Cybertown comes to Dragon Con. I'm sorry, I had to do a little self promo and click my flash button.
I'll see how you know.
Yeah, I know. That was the bribe.
Okay, what's the headline?
Dragon Con. Well, what did it say?
Go up.
Cybertown comes to Dragon Con.
You're not up top headline. That's our second
story. Oh, you want the big story.
I want the big story.
Adventure Colony of the Month.
That's right. We've got a program now where each colony is identified as the Colony of the Month, and this has resulted in their staffs getting together to put together programming for the city, activities for the city. Would you hit the calendar on that?
If I can find it.
It'll pull another one. It's in the in that article.
Oh, the schedule.
Yeah, the schedule.
Why don't you let him drive?
Because he couldn't talk and drive.
Because
at the same
I can't talk, drive, and chew bubble gum.
Here's your
at the
calendar.
Same time. Okay, read it off.
Read it off.
Just pick a couple activities.
Pick a couple. What's in my hand? Missing message board links. A hike through the wilderness live event. You know, a lot of missing message board. Town meeting, deadline, adventure flag contest. I'm assuming that's kind of like find the flag. Voting begins to choose the adventure flag. Nice. Who am I? Proverbs on the edge. Yeah, voting ends today. I guess they had a contest to vote, and I missed seeing that earlier because I started in the middle.
Okay. That's okay. You see, this is created by members of that colony. And that's how the Daily News gets their news. People tell us this is going on. They'll put together a page, or they'll send us a basic information, and we rewrite it. And or in some cases, we have people like Jason who write an article that basically we've just taken HTML and put into the news. Right now, let's see, we've done the jump cake. Let's go take a look to the Entertainment Plex, the E-Plex.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to go bowling, I think we probably could do that in the Games Arcade. But let's just take a look and see what the E-Plex looks
just
like.
Gonna have to
I'll
deal
tell
with
her
it.
Later.
Yeah, that's good. The E-Plex. There we go. We have a variety of things to do in the E-Plex.
There are a lot of things. But what are the different levels? We've got so many.
There's. You can watch movies. Online movies at a certain level. There's a virtual reality drone where you can play sports like soccer. Or there's an arena, art gallery. Obviously, you can see these. The arcade actually has games that you can play. Virtual slot machines.
Yeah, your favorite.
Yeah. Well, no, I like the real ones better, but that's another subject altogether. There's a casino. Black Sun Club is a dance club. That might be kind of fun to go to.
That's right.
It actually.
Anybody here good at bowling?
No, I'm terrible at it.
No. I am too. So, we'll
so let's go
bowling.
To the dance club.
Let's go to the dance club. But I know I've seen some high scores in the bowling. Some people are really good at that.
Well,
stuff.
They practice a lot.
I think those are the younger crowd seems to be able to manage the technology on Cybertown much better than us old folks.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, that technology gets kind of wild. That's why we rope in techs like.
We're in an elevator in transit to the Black Sun Club at the moment. And as you can see, it just asks you to wait, and then it kind of kicks you right in there.
And then, boom.
It's pretty dark right now. Hopefully somebody will turn the lights on.
There you go.
And we do have music going on, I think, pretty much all the time. Or it can be by event also. There's a means whereby music can be controlled within there while you're having events. But you can see you have a dance floor with a disco dance floor with the lights and the whole ball of wax. There's our friendly neighborhood disc jockey here. And I'm sure since we're on dial-up, it's loading the files to play the music. But you can go anywhere in here. There are actually dancing avatars available. That you can see them dance, and you walk around and dance with folks. It's pretty wild.
Where else did Hawk want us to go?
Beep. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. That's still loading, right?
Yeah, it's still loading. It may or may not do the music before we get done, just depending on the dial-up connection.
Yeah,
but patience is a virtue, and like I said, everything, once you've loaded it once, it's cached onto your hard drive, so it just quicker. Virtually loads instantly. And there are means whereby, yeah, it's buffering the real player. It's getting ready to rock and roll now.
There
so.
You go. Are you ready to dance?
There it is. There's your dance music. Yeah, it's still buffering. Once the real player gets it all buffered, it'll just continue on. I'm sure we have dancers. Imagine that. As I was saying, there are dancing avatars. These are the default avatars for the particular place you're at. So you don't go in there and dance by yourself. Obviously, you don't go in the real world and dance by yourself, but you have folks that'll dance with you.
And it makes it nice. Well, I think that we could shoot over to the fun park and
maybe take these folks for a ride in the Ferris wheel.
Right, yes, we can do that.
I just think you can go to a fun park, ride a Ferris wheel, and you don't have to pay anything.
Right. So might be bye to the dancing folks.
Bye, dancing folks.
It's still buffering the real player.
There we go. Yeah, it sits there and. You know, web dial-ups like that.
That's the nice thing about this. In spite of everybody getting to the point where sooner or later they're going to have high-speed dial-up or have broadband or whatever, you can do this in 56K, because I've done it. I just recently, within the last year, got high-speed access, and I did dial-up for 3 of the 4 years that I've been in there.
I got you beat. I've done it since, I just got DSL this year. So I've done it for 5 years, and... You know, it works. And it's fun, you know, be able to meet people and talk and do your job online. And it can all be done on dial-up.
Yeah. I didn't do it.
Did you destroy my laptop again?
I didn't do it.
Well, while these guys figure out the technical difficulties.
Looks to me like it's rebooting.
Oh, that would be MSN kicking us offline, probably.
Okay. There we go. Well, that means you get to talk.
I think we should talk about the political structure in the city. That question was asked earlier. When you first join the city, basically you have no job. You are a new person who comes into the city. You have the capability of getting a job. Now you'll probably ask yourself, why would I want a virtual reality job when I have a real job in real life? Part of the fun of being a member of the city is moving up in the ranks. I've been in the city now 6 years. When I started out, I was a block deputy. As a block deputy, I had certain chores that I had to do for my block leader, like check images on new people who would move into the block, check message boards, leave messages for people to say welcome to our block, that kind of thing. From that point, I moved up to a block leader, and then I ran my own block, and I had 8 deputies who would work underneath of me. That was fun for a while, and as the person above me moved up, he kind of dragged me along with him. His name was Flyby. He's no longer with us, but he's probably one of the strongest mentors I've ever had with regards to Cybertown. He was a really wonderful human being. And as he moved up in the ranks, he kind of dragged me along with him. So from that point, I went on to a neighborhood deputy. And part of being a neighborhood deputy is then there's up to 30 blocks in each neighborhood. So I could have up to 30 people that I would help out as block leaders. He was my neighborhood leader. And as the neighborhood leader, it was his challenge to lead the neighborhood into a direction that he felt everyone would benefit from and enjoy. After you become a neighborhood leader, you then move up to what is known as a colony deputy. We have 2 colony deputies here right now. And part of being the colony deputy is you help this colony leader continue to direct the colony in the direction that you want to go. You also help the new people who come in, the neighborhood leaders, the neighborhood deputies, basically anyone who's within your colony. Some of these colony deputies also have specialized skills, such as they plan events, they do the writing for the colony, they're in charge of the message boards, various other activities within the city. Once you become a colony leader, you're almost at the tip of the iceberg there, where there's really not too much growth from that point, unless you become either the deputy mayor, who is in this room with us right now. Phyllis is my deputy mayor currently, or the mayor, which is what I do, which is an interesting role, to be honest, because you're not so much in touch with every single citizen anymore, because you have, it's like any job you'd have in a real city. It's like now you're expecting all the people who are underneath of you to feed you information and let you know what's going on within the city, so you know the direction to take to continue to make people happy. We have a very strong security force, as I said, in the city, and they also have ranks within that security department. So as you start out, you might start out as just the basics in security, but you can also work your way up to security commissioner. The clubs, there's basically two roles in the clubs. You are either a club assistant or you own the club. That's pretty much the choices there. We have the CERB, again, which is the Citizens Equity Review Board. There's a chief there, and the chief will have up to 8 people underneath of them. And that holds true for every single place in the city. Every place in the city has a chief, and the chief is allowed up to 8 people to help him make that place work and be a place where people would want to come and participate in on a daily basis. Above me is the caretakers. A caretaker is somebody who has basically held just about every role within the city. They work directly with our founder, Hawk, and with myself and the council. And they're basically there as advisors. They handle some background roles within the city, but that's pretty much what they're there for. And the top of the list is Hawk. Hawk is the founder of the city. He started the city many years ago with another gentleman called SFX, and that's how we got Cybertown. Cybertown has been bought out by Integrated Virtual Networks, and that's why we are now a pay site. It is $5 a month, but it is very much worth it once you really do get involved in it. There is the 30-day trial, there are sponsorship programs, so there are ways that we can make sure that people who really want to be there are there. Are you up yet?
No, I'm still asleep. Took all that time to look up boot. Yeah, I'm looking for MSN. There we go. Which one? John.
Well,
which
first
one?
Take that down, because I don't use that.
Obviously, this is not my computer.
Oh, there, look for MSN.
The MSN Explorer.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah.
Nice house.
Using other people's computers gets just a little
there you
bit
go.
Wild.
Big boy, put your password in there.
Okay. Oh.
And speaking of passwords, whenever you start to log on, you notice that we had to put everyone's name in, or put the person's name in and put their password. That's to ensure that nobody else can access your stuff or your house or your name while you're in there, to prevent any kind of problems.
Let's see, where are we at? Just chatting about chatting. Oh, got a question yet?
If you're an international community, how do you deal with multiple languages?
We have some pages translated into multiple languages. Plus, because we're an international community, we have people who speak more than one language. Je parle un peu français aussi, hablo espagnol. So I've got a couple of languages that I'm halfway functional in, and I can read some German. But we have other people who are much better at languages than I am, who can help. And it is not unusual to pop into a club or some location and see them typing in another language. There are opportunities to learn foreign languages as well. Our sound machine doesn't do quite as good a job with foreign languages as it does English, but eventually that will happen too. It is, really fascinating.
There are There are classes that are also held if people want to learn a foreign language, where somebody will actually sit in the room and teach you how to speak another language.
And there are actually many pages that are translated. There's a whole section over here that has different country flags and names and everything that is the actual physical translation. Personally, I don't speak a lot of foreign languages. I do Northern and Southern English American. That's about my limitations.
And we've questioned
proficiency some of that.
Yes. Did you have something else to add?
I was just wondering if you had developed any clubs or special areas where people from one particular linguistic group can congregate.
I would say yes to that. There are several clubs, several Wicca clubs. There are clubs where they are just HTML designers. There are clubs for... I've come across a couple of Belgium clubs that are just specifically for people from Belgium, German clubs, special interest groups also have their own clubs, and you can also select who belongs to that club, so you can make your club an invite only. So let's say that you just wanted to have a club where you're teaching someone how to speak German. You only want people who are really seriously interested in learning German to be members of that club, so they have to join, and then you accept them to be part of that club. Not yet.
No, you could to some degree have things translated by using the language translators that are on the web. That'll help for some pages. But I spearheaded the Spanish translation version at one point back in the past of Cybertown. And we had like 10 people working on the translation of different parts of what we did. And much of that is, you know, in the Spanish section that is available on Cybertown. That depends who's in charge, if there is anyone in charge of that. And I don't know that right now.
Actually, we do have volunteers who will update the pages when we need, you know, things change. We need to update the pages. We have several people who will rewrite the pages for us or update the pages, and then we load them back up to the server so that they can be used in that language.
Okay, we're back online.
Oh,
where
no,
were
that's
we?
Okay.
I'm sorry, but
go ahead.
Please continue.
How many of you are volunteers?
All of us.
All of
every
us.
One
of
us.
There is no paid staff.
All of us.
All of us, yep.
Yeah, we would all like to be paid, but... We have a lot of fun.
We're all here at our own expense. I mean, there's nothing being paid by anyone. Our room, board, transportation in and out, the cost of the con was all borne by the individuals here, plus members of the community that are just here, because we enjoy getting together, meeting with each other.
Who develops your software?
That's Blaxon. Blaxon is a German company, and they have updated many times, but the creation of assorted and sundry different things within Cybertown is done with staff, volunteers. But the basic operating system is Blaxon Blaxon Contact is the plug-in. Blaxon Platform is what Cybertown is based on. And the one thing that we've kind of glossed over here, that the concept was from a book, if I understand correctly, and many of you may have read it, called Snow Crash. It's a very interesting thing, and I think we've taken it farther than the book did.
How does Blaxon get paid?
Blaxon, it is its own company out of Germany.
Originally, the software was purchased. It was purchased at one time, just like anything else would be purchased. You purchase the license and go with that. And that's what they're still doing now with the new platform that's gone beyond the level that Cybertown's at. However, this is working well. Modules have been changed by our technical people and, like I said, sort of the volunteers. It just makes it work just as well or better than their current platform does. That's my opinion.
That's exactly right. Bandwidth and servers.
Who's in charge of running that?
IBN, Integrated Virtual Networks.
Yes, it certainly does.
What kind?
That would be Jason now. Now you're
back
getting.
To you.
Yeah, we got out
I'm
of it.
I'm the social aspect.
It's an organization that's registered in California that is solely owned by IBM. It's not a not-for-profit as such, however, the money that is generated through subscriptions is used to fund the company. So it tries to keep itself self-sufficient, and any additional revenue we try to get to gain through sponsors. So sponsors and advertising.
Okay, right now...
Anything else? You have a lot of good questions. We're going to stick
excellent questions.
Okay.
Next step is we're going to the flea market, and we may be able to even show you an object.
Oh, I'm sure we can show them many objects in the flea market. The flea market is a place where a lot of the transactions occur between various and assorted citizens. There are a lot of folks who just stay in the flea market, and they buy things from the mall, which is where the original sale of 3D objects is done. For the virtual cash, which we call city cash, and which is also called cyber cash, or CCs. And we all, since we're basically like to type fast, we're CCs as well. Just don't ask that again. That's a good thing. I tried to do that a minute ago. And kind of. As you can see, this looks pretty much like a very large warehouse. And there are actually objects that are dropped by the owners. You want to type since you're getting all this conversation going on while I'm talking. Various owners... Well, are able to drop their objects in the warehouse for someone else, say myself, to come in and buy for the cost that I have set it up for. We'll boom to a or beam to an object or so here in the warehouse, and I can show you how that little bit of operation works. And I can't type as fast as she does, but I still see she uses a backspace.
Wow, she's good.
That's
I chat a lot.
Yes, you do. I do too, but I'm just. Let's try to beam to them. Hopefully, if you look over here, we have a list of objects. Every place in Cybertown basically contains a maximum of 32 objects. That's mostly for purposes of speed for those of us on dial-up.
Yeah, because the more objects you have, the slower it's going
to
load.
Right. Okay, well, let's see. We've got several things here to choose from.
Also notice while we're in this chat, you can see the various titles attached to people's nicknames. That tells you what their position they are currently holding. If you hold multiple positions in the city, which a lot of people do, they'll switch between titles when they go to places just so they know, other people know who they are and what their role is within the city.
As you can see, there's a lot of things sitting here. I beamed to the guitar. And you can see there's cars and everything because they kind of just piled everything in a big pile for a change. Usually it's very well organized. Of course, this time it's not. So we have a guitar. We have some palm trees with a hammock in it. There's a car. Looks to me like maybe a duck.
And they're
duck.
All for sale or they're avatars?
Is that thing going to fly around for us? No, the guitar will not play. So that it's just nice to look at. Okay. So we could actually go to that and right click on it and it will show us the properties if I don't click the wrong button, because if I do I'm in big trouble here. And it'll show us the properties and ask us if we want to buy it. We could actually buy this, assuming the mayor has enough CCs in her account to buy things. We could. She doesn't know.
And it just depends. Yeah, it just depends how well she did in the stock market last
week.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, we're not getting the pop-up, eh? Yeah, but we should still get a pop-up. Go to properties. Oh, yeah, try it again. One more time for the pop-up, and I'm going to give up on it. We'll go elsewhere. But as you see, it lists the name of all the objects. There's a guitar. There's two different ones, Showmaster and a red ESC Strat.
And you can
see vegetable stand, there's all kinds. You can see how much they're asking. Usually the person selling them will also put how much they're asking for it in the price of the name of the object. So the vegetable stall would be 3,000 cc's. So and there's a whole list of the 32 things that are there. There's coffins. If you have an interest, you can find it here.
Okay. Well, I think it's time. Can you go to Hawk's house?
Good job. I should have left her in control of the machine. She can type faster.
And for those of you who like water,
I've been doing it forever.
We will show you a lovely beach house. And
this is our founder, Hawk. This is actually what he looks like.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's, I can't say that. I don't know.
At least we believe. I haven't seen
him. I haven't met him. He may be a figment of our imagination, but he...
Probably Joe in a wig.
Oh! Another one.
Make sure that you edit that part and send that directly to Hawk.
Dang, I'm going to be a roving reporter again, aren't I?
Maybe Joe is Hawk in a wig.
It could be.
Anything's possible in a virtual world.
Okay, now we're loading up that world. Again, this house is, at least it says, with a beach house and all floors, and we'll show you the underwater room.
No, I don't even think he has much loaded in it.
He doesn't? That's okay. Well, that's probably why. I mean,
it's only got 31 objects. It'll take a few minutes.
Yeah, it does on that one.
Any questions while we're loading here? Anyone else from the...
See, is there anything we've completely jumped or missed? Now we could hit the stars.
Yes.
How much time Good question. We have a constitution, we have rules and regulations, just like a real community does.
Mm-hmm. We have senior participation guidelines, so all of us who hold upper level positions, we actually have a contract that we have to sign, and that gets faxed over to me, and I keep those on record. For those people who do break the rules, it's kind of a three strikes and you're out sort of system. You get warned, you receive verbal warnings, you'll get a ban where you're not allowed into the site for 3 days or so. If you continue on with your bad behavior, you can be banned up to 6 months, or you can receive a permanent ban if what you do is severe enough. And there is a checks and balance system in place to try to ensure that those in security also do not abuse the power that they're given, because that could be just as detrimental to the city as somebody coming in and trying to cause havoc.
And that's a good part of what the Citizens Equity Review Board is about also. So the citizen who is banned or receives some type of punishment has an opportunity to have that reviewed and to have it revoked or overturned if it's found to be worthy of having that occur. I was chief of the Citizens Equity Review Board for about a year. It's a very interesting position. It's not a lawyer, it's not anything like that, but it's something to help people, and I enjoyed that tremendously.
It's basically an advocate.
And that's the only...
Make sure you're treated right.
And as a CERB, that's the only job we can hold. We're not allowed to hold any other job in the city to have any kind of a conflict of interest. And not only does the CERB handle banning complaints, but we also offer arbitration for any kind of personal disputes, or if you think something just wasn't done right and you won't talk to somebody about it, that's you come to us and we will do an investigation, either tell you yes it is or no it ain't, or if we find out that it is valid, we go to talk to Joan Linton Hawk and tell them this person has a valid case and this is our recommended action. Or even if it's on, say, a colony level, we have one of our colony leaders sitting here, Carol. If one of her residents believes that one of her deputies has a problem or that have a problem with her, they can come talk to us, and then we act as a arbitrator or intermediary between the two of them so that things can be settled amicably.
Okay, our time's running out, I think. So do you have questions?
What did you say, Joe?
Okay, cool.
Minutes? Okay.
We'll go for it. And how about, let's see, are we in the bottom? We're in that bottom room now?
We're in the game room of Hawk's house.
All right.
This is actually like a Maui mansion. It's a wonderful thing. I also have this particular house. There's a game room. You can go into the ocean.
You got a game you
want to
pull up?
Well, I was directed in this neighborhood. BAP looks pretty good because you can BAP.
Okay. How about, you want to go to Sunset Beach?
Yes.
A day at the beach.
Oh, now he said this play a game fun first, and then he said go to the beach. Okay.
Remember,
this is dial-up. This is not broadband.
The thing I've had to do over the years with Ovencroft as our only investigative reporter is keep him off balance.
I'm the only Jimmy Olsen that Perry White has.
Where are we going? The beach? Okay.
Which one? The beach or the pool? You've got both.
You're surrounded by who?
Highly
skilled and intelligent staff.
Just let that
slide right there. I'm
sorry? Yes, we have an artist guild within the city, and we have a lot of very, very talented people who actually upload their own artwork. And then those of us in the city will purchase their artwork, even though it's city cash. It's still really great to see some of the wonderful designs that people do, and there are pictures you can actually load up in your own home while you're in the city. And I have several original creations from people that are very special to me. And you can really just start accumulating your own library, basically, of the artwork that people do.
And there are museums, you know, where galleries where you can go and just look at the artwork that people have uploaded.
I can't help it.
Okay, let's see what we're headed for.
Oh. I don't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know what
getting
he's doing.
Getting ready to extend your nose by several
inches. Well, let's play the game.
No, it's too late. We've already clicked the go away button.
Oh,
and regarding the Artist Guild and the art that's there, there's a lot of people that do poser, they do hand sketching, they do graphics of their own design, they use Bryce, there's any number of things. I'm no longer touching the controls. I'm going to let them do it because I've done the same thing twice now. We haven't went anywhere. And considering
we're on dialogue.
Yeah, well, you didn't recognize it. But anyway, as a member of the Artist Guild, I've helped people learn VRML skills so they could create the frames that they need to put their photographs or their poser or whatever program they're using to create their artwork into that particular medium that needs to be there for it to be seen in a 3D world such as Cybertown.
It's not moving anywhere. Did you freeze?
It's probably locked up or else kicked off again. It's wait a minute. I see activity on the little flashy screeny on the bottom.
All right, there is life.
Does anyone else have a question while we still have a couple minutes left? Because this looks like it's gonna sit here for a while. Yes, sir.
So buying something at the flea market means I can put a copy of it in my house?
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Once you purchase a 3D object, either from the mall or from a private individual or from the warehouse, the flea market, you own that object and it goes into your backpack. When you go into 3D in your home, you can then place that object in your house. No. Once it's sold, it's just like real life. If you sell me your car, I take it to my house. It's owned by me.
But now, there is always a copy of it, which is owned by Cybertown. That
right.
copy does stay in the database. So if it's a limited object, that object, the creator says, I only want to sell 10 images of my object. There is a copy that's kept in case he wants to come back, he or she comes back later and says, I would like to sell 10 more to the general public of this object.
So there's an archive.
Right.
Yes.
And indirectly, Cybertown keeps that on their servers for you, and you grant them permission to use your artwork or your 3D object or your whatever, in an effect, giving them permission to keep it on their servers until whenever. There's a specific little agreement somewhere that you'll read if you actually do this that gives you that information. I've just been doing it so long anymore, it just automatic and I go. It's an upload and sell or buy or trade. It's, and you really get into the aspects of it. Here we are on the beach, and I'm going to let the mayor talk some more, or JDB, since they were insistent on the beach. We're on the beach. This is kind of awesome. We have sound effects?
If it loads.
If it loads. Okay, we're loading the sound effects.
Yeah, the beach is a nice, restful place when you want to get away from it all, too. And you never know, there could be parties there, people just getting together to chat. You have the relaxation of the beautiful colors. The whole design of the thing is fantastic. And you can go out and travel on the water, too. And I've done that on dial-up.
I'm not that talented. I stay in 2D most of the time.
Oh, it's fun to travel in 3D.
And on a sailboat. And you can see the motion of the ocean. 3D is a wonderful thing. The sound is unplugged.
Speak up, Miss Deputy Mayor.
Beep, beep, beeping.
The what designers?
World Designers.
The World Designers. Oh, right. Gosh.
World Builders Guild?
Yeah. We actually, most of the places that you'll find in the suburbs were actually designed and implemented by people within the city. They're called the World Builders. There is a very specialized set of tasks that they have to accomplish in order to be a world builder. Once they become one, they can upload their worlds into the suburbs, and their works then are available for all of us to go and enjoy and to share it.
As a suburbs deputy and World Builder Guild member, I can give you a little more information on that. There are 10 portals and 64 groupings of VMLR creators in the suburbs. So we have about 135 separate worlds within the suburbs that you can go and play in. There are a couple that are used for virtual weddings. We do have virtual weddings in Cybertown. In fact, I married JDB Educator and his wife in Cybertown. I was there, and that was an interesting and unique experience, and they enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it, and it is done. And there, within the suburbs, there's a virtual reality church, there's factories, there's all kinds of fascinating places to tour around in the suburbs.
There's even a CBN building.
Click here.
Did you move your finger?
I moved my finger. My finger's in the way of the mouse. It's and this is the means by which you access. There are 10 portals which you can go in and tour the different worlds from, where you can go to this particular site and then scroll down and read the names of the creators or read the names of the virtual worlds that are in the suburbs.
I cheat just by clicking on the word suburb there and getting the list.
Well, that's what this is. That's what this is. That's where we went. And as you can see, we have a lot of folks in here.
Another question.
Pick one. Oh, question.
Yes.
Guys,
yes.
Go
ahead.
What do you think are your biggest challenges as a community coming out of the community?
I think some of our biggest challenges are to continue to recruit new people to come into the city, because we really do enjoy having new people come in, because when new people do come in, it gives us the opportunity to get to know other people, their interests, their likes, their dislikes, and things that they would also like to do. This is a virtual reality community, and it does face a lot of the same problems we all do in day-to-day life as regards to how we handle situations and how we grow, and how we interact with each other, how we communicate with one another on a daily basis, and how to keep the frustrations of general, you know, life out of a place that's supposed to be fun. You know, Cybertown should be fun. It should be fun all the time. Every time you come in, you should have a good time. It shouldn't be a place you dread coming to. And that's one of our biggest goals, is to make sure that it's always fun for the citizens who come in and decide to play with us.
And one of the cool things about it is each individual, being unique, brings their gifts to Cybertown. They cause changes. It may be change at a block level, a club level. It may move up to a neighborhood, or even a colony. You know, if they became the leader there, their visions shape our city. Our visions help shape the city. And we don't know what the next vision that comes into the town will do. And we look forward to seeing.
I think it's been really great for the young people who have come into the city and joined us, because we've had young people as young as 13, 14 who have held block leader jobs, neighborhood leader jobs, who have been chiefs of certain places. So this really encourages them and gives them a lot of skills as they're moving forward on how to communicate with adults, with their own peers, how to get a plan in motion, see it from start to finish. I think that it's very encouraging to see them. I've seen several where they've started out and they've been like 13 and now they're about 15, 16, and just to see how they've matured over the years, and some of them I'd love to have them write for me, because their communication skills are just so strong now, and that's really a skill that they're going to be able to use as they move on through their careers in life, is everyone needs to know how to communicate and communicate well.
You can walk on water, folks. Fairtown Factory has music, and I unplugged our little microphone or our audio computer. There's music.
Thank you.
You can do so many things in VRML. It's just amazing to me. Even after having done it for 4 years, creating worlds and objects, a little. See.
Woven's easily amused.
I'm easily amused. We have flying little butterflies over the top of the water. And I think that might be it. Any more questions, anyone? Because I think Joe may be saying, hey, we're getting close to time to wrap it up here. This Joe.
And I think we
this Joe, time. not the mayor. Anywhere else you wanna?
Anything else you'd like to see?
No traffic.
For those of you who would like to access the site, it's www.cybertown.com. Please come in, try us out for 30 days, see if you like it, and we'd love to see all of you in there.
Absolutely love to see everyone here that hasn't been there before come in at least visit.
And the 30-day trial is full. You have access to everything.
It you is even no start buying limited. Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, you enter the city with cash.
Yes. Okay.
I get the mic. Yeah, if you're thinking of maybe a child who might be interested in this, what would your guidelines be as the parent or as the guardian, if you were thinking about getting a membership for your child?
Well, when you first log in and you select a nickname for yourself, there is a radio button there that you click on, and it is kind of the honor system where we're asking people, are you under 18 or over 18? Those who are under 18, that is, you know, logged into the database. And I'd like to say that we have something hard and fast that says to the parent, you are safe, you know, you don't have this or that. But all of our guidelines do and are very clear on, we are a PG site. We do expect certain attitudes, certain ways of speaking, certain ways of behaving while you're in there because of the children who do come into our site.
And because of our security system, you know, most rule breaking gets picked up and people do get banned.
The people really do look out for the younger crowd. We really do. Indeed. I mean, when we find out that somebody's in the room and they're, you know, 13 or 14 years old, and if somebody does speak to them inappropriately, pretty much every adult in the room will make sure that the person who's doing that is taken care of right away, because it's just not tolerated. We just won't tolerate it.
Yes. And there is a security call button available for the younger that they can call, and unlike real life, in Cybertown, you're going to have a response time. Usually somewhere within 30 seconds to a minute, you'll have a security person there.
If you'll notice from the main login screen, if you have never been here before, the nice little blue turning triangular thingy up there is where you will click to immigrate into the city. It's a relatively painless process. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm just going to show you how to get here. Here's the information on how to do it. And there's more information available about subscribing. You can go down as a visitor. You can join up however you feel like doing this. And you can get a lot of information right here about how to join and what's required, et cetera, at this page.
And then there will be succeeding pages telling you about the family site and telling you what some of the rules are. That's better. I think we got it covered, gang.
I think we're done.
Any other questions? Yes, back there.
If you're in a room and somebody's giving you problems, is there anything you can do to protect yourself?
There's several things for yourself, and I've always advocated this. All you have to do is click on their name and block them, and their chat disappears from your screen.
Right.
It's like they don't exist.
And it's called the ignore button.
Yeah, right on.
And it works really well. It doesn't ignore them from everybody, but just from you. So if you have just one individual that's bothering you, you can ignore them. And it really works well.
Well, if there's no more questions, we thank everybody for coming by to visit.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you showing. Look forward to seeing you.
Come play with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.